Let's take a look firstly at the week ahead, and we'll get the factory orders number on Monday morning, 10 o'clock Eastern. Factory orders for the latest period estimated to be down 0.4%. The prior period gained 1.6%. You always see some volatility in those figures. Tuesday, we'll get the Purchasing Managers Index Services Index. Of course, we have a services-based economy. The vast majority of our economy is services-based. And that is estimated at 55.7. The important point here is figures above 50 are expansionary, so that's a good number. We'll get the ISM non-manufacturing index, a similar index, same time on Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. And that's estimated at 58. And once again, figures above 50 are expansionary. On Thursday, we'll get an update on jobless claims. They have been outstanding for many, many years. Estimated at 225,000 first-time jobless claims. And the prior week was 221,000. All of this reflecting the tight labor market and the desire of companies to hold on to employees because of that tight labor market condition and at 3.8%, very, very low unemployment rate. All of these figures coming out this week, and I'd say it's a fairly light week for figures. We'll have to wait until late June before we get the final revision of the first quarter real gross domestic product figure. The latest figure that we have released at the end of May is an annual rate of growth of 2.2% in the first quarter for the economy, adjusted for inflation, and of course GDP reflects total goods and services.